Penguin Random House Audio presents The Other Sun by Alexander Söderberg. Translated by Neil Smith. Read for you by Gildert Jackson. Prologue. The vehicle was driving fast, swerving wildly, accelerating and braking erratically. Sophie couldn't hear properly. Everything was muffled, as if she were underwater. The ambulance sirens blaring out into the dark night sounded dull and distant. A harsh, cold blue light kept swirling in and out of the space around her. She was lying on a gurney, strapped down, as she felt the ambulance lurch. She tried to look around. The back of the ambulance felt like a tunnel, as though it had been stretched. Everything was like a feverish dream. She could see Jens, which made her feel more secure. He made his way toward her. Dully, she heard him try to comfort her, tell her that everything was going to be all right. But she didn't believe him, because his whole face was saying the opposite. He radiated anxiety and sorrow. She whispered the name of the person who had stabbed her with the knife, repeating the name to Jens twice. There was a paramedic beside her, working hard and intently. She looked down at herself, managing to raise her head ever so slightly. The blanket, tucked tightly around her, was covered in blood. He had twisted the knife inside her, she remembered that. First, he had thrust it into her as deeply as he could, then he had twisted it to and fro to cause as much damage as possible, to kill her. An itchy chill enveloped her. A nausea made more oppressive by an immense physical weakness that seemed to emanate from her neck or somewhere around there. That was followed by a dizzying sense that she was upside down, weightless, in an altered state, that she was at the point of toppling over a cliff, a boundary, and losing everything. Sophie couldn't hold on. The chill was getting worse, cutting through her whole being, and she started to shake. The shakes radiating through her entire body, hard and uncontrollable. The paramedic was above her, holding her body down onto the gurney with all his weight, trying to keep her still. She looked into his eyes and saw fear in them. And then she realized what was happening. Sophie heard herself say, "No," several times. "No, dear God, I can't do this. Not now." She realized she was about to die. Part 1. 4 weeks earlier. Chapter 1. Istanbul. The coffee was sweet, black, and treacly. Sophie left it untouched, as did Aaron, who was sitting beside her in the lavish room listening to Basir, the fat Turk opposite them on the other side of the desk, as he tried to haggle and gain the upper hand. Behind Basir's bulky frame sat his silent bodyguard, wiry, swarthy, and alert. He sat there observing everything. The bodyguard had searched them brusquely and thoroughly before the meeting began. Everything was fine now. Basir smiled at them as if they were old friends, but they had never met before. Basir was a front. The weapons were destined to end up somewhere else. Where didn't matter, but he was important because he was the one they were negotiating with. Basir was very talkative. He babbled and chattered as if the sheer quantity of words he uttered would improve his position rather than what he was actually saying. Sophie interrupted him. "We'll send the goods through and you'll have to get them out," she said. "Everything has to go smoothly, otherwise it could all grind to a halt. And if it grinds to a halt, there's a greater risk of mistakes happening." Basir dismissed her concern with a wave of his hand. "I know this city. I know everyone. The police, customs officers, transport officials. This is my city. Everything will be fine, trust me." The room was ostentatious, overblown. Everything was dark red. Thick carpets, long curtains, big heavy furniture, brass ornaments all over the place. "So what do you need us for then?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?